The best of Hot 1027 Breakfast with Airlink. The freedom of the African sky.
Reverend Shona is here. It's a Thursday morning. Good morning, Shona.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Very well, thank you. Have a nice day off yesterday.
Wonderful day in the garden, thank you.
Oh, you did a little bit of gardening, did you?
Rather a lot.
Okay, good. What are we talking about this morning?
So I'm talking about rain, actually, because in the garden I got quite excited. I thought the spring rains might be coming.
Mm.
But as you were saying earlier, when you were on the golf course, they didn't.
No.
And what I have found is that no matter how many times I water my garden, as much as we're allowed to, obviously,
yes,
nothing makes as much difference as rain.
No.
One good rain, Johannesburg's transformed overnight.
And we need it. It's dry at the moment.
We desperately need it. The plants, the grass start thriving. We obviously would need to mow more often, but everything is a beautiful green. Lush plants start to flower. Watering just doesn't do it.
Mm.
We need the rain. So in the same way that the gardens and obviously the farmers need rain, we need to water ourselves with the right things if we want to thrive and grow. So we have to ask ourselves, are we watering ourselves with things that help us to be renewed, refreshed, energized, restored, being our best selves, ready for anything life throws at us? Because at the moment, I think life's throwing a lot at us. If we aren't, take a look at what you need. I think we should be watering ourselves with positive thoughts. The mind is a very powerful tool, very important tool, and it impacts so much of our lives. So it's really important that you have positive thoughts. If you find yourself dwelling on the negative, change your thoughts. Instead of looking at your cup as half empty or empty completely, look at it as overflowing and refillable.
Mm.
Water ourselves with kindness. Kindness goes such a long way in this world where people are stressed and hurting. Affirming words, hope, healing, empathy. We need to have empathy for others. Try to put ourselves in their shoes. But also for ourselves. Have empathy for yourself. Acceptance. I think this is a huge one, especially in the young people. Stop trying to change everyone else and also just accept who you are and accept what you look like and be happy. Patience. I needed that on Tuesday. I went to register a wedding, so I really needed the patience. And talking about weddings, love. Agape love. Agape is that Greek word that means goodwill, benevolence, delight in the object of love. But it's just all-inclusive love. Mm. Just love people, love things, love your life. Make sure you have people around you who build you up and don't break you down, who support you and will lend you a hand if you fall. People who speak positively into situations and affirming words for you and want what is best for you. I think that it's wonderful to have people around you truly happy when you succeed. It makes such a difference when your family and friends are really, really happy for you when you succeed. People that don't drain you. Now, I'm sure we've all been in situations with people who make us tired and some don't speak. And it's because we're all different. We need different things. It's not because something's wrong with them. They just aren't the right person for you. Their energy doesn't match yours. And if you have no choice, make sure you have time to be with positive people. Do things that lift you up, fill you up as well. Garden, if it helps you. It's so important. So just ask yourselves, what water are you pouring on yourself? And hopefully, it's good water, and hopefully you are thriving, energized, renewed, refreshed, and enjoying today and this week.
Well, Simon has taken this to heart, let me tell you, because he's preempted what you were talking about this morning. I mean, he even went and had his face Holentine.
Holentine.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, my wife did. She bought me that for my birthday.
Oh,
it was micro-needling.
It's like they just jabbed him all over. He felt like he was having a stroke. But look how glowing he is now.
I'm radiant.
His skin is beautiful.
Thank you.
Absolutely beautiful.
I'll share my moisturizing secrets with you.
That's my affirming words for you today.
I struggled with an oily T-zone for years.
Oh, dear me. It's 11 minutes. Thank you very much, Reverend Shona. She'll be back with you, of course, on Sunday morning between 6 and half past. And is on our socials from, well, literally minutes from now. Have a great day.
Thank you so much.
Hot 1027 Breakfast with Airlink. The freedom of the African sky.